Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Roll right back into the phone calls. We go back to Sam in Texas. You're back on Free Talk Live, Sam.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I want to... Well, I've called in about three times sharing my experiences of flying without ID, something I've done quite a bit. And I have seen, like, a ratcheting up, as you guys mentioned. One example is once I've got my boarding pass from the agent and I take it over to security, the first person that's checking ID will see clearly that it says no ID and has the four S's, and they'll still challenge me for an ID, so I'll toy with them for a while, and then eventually when I say I'm not required by law to show you any ID... That seems to be the magic word to kind of shut them up. And, Mark, last time I called in, at the end of the call, I was kind of left with the impression that you thought I was just kind of hassling the bureaucrats and, you know, what's the point of doing that? And I'm wondering, having gone through this experience, is that your opinion to begin with, and has it changed at all based on what happened?
No, I think I'm more thoroughly enmeshed in that opinion. The reason being is...
Which opinion?
The opinion that I had previously is that this is essentially playing with bureaucrats, and that you're not going to accomplish anything. And I'm not saying you. I am not going to accomplish anything by not showing them my ID. Maybe it's an effective protest. I don't know. I generally don't have time for those kind of things, and don't want to. You know, I don't want to spend my time on that. But you know, I got to see that essentially there was no winning. There's just sort of playing with them, toying with them, and they didn't like it, and I didn't like it because I can't win. I don't like to lose. So my options, basically, I'm going to just have to steel myself for, you know, I'm going to have some. If I have some trouble, I'm going to do what it takes and get through it. I've done that plenty of times in my life. That you know, I've done what it took to get through a particular situation, as distasteful as it might have been. And I think for the sake of, you know, my particular sanity, that I'm not going to fiddle with them.
Now, Sam, as somebody who has been flying without ID for a number of times, do you feel like there's some sort of value to it?
Absolutely. Every interaction that I have, I learn from it. I get better. You talked about, you know, the more FaceTime you have challenging the bureaucrats, the better you get at it. And I've certainly... improved, and you know, I don't get nervous anymore. I really have fun. I'm relaxed. I'm talking to them about the Fourth Amendment. Not only am I going into kind of the belly of the beast and causing these bureaucrats to ask some questions that they may not have ever even considered before, but I'm speaking pretty loudly when I do it. So there's hundreds of people that are at the ticket counter that are going through security while I'm being wanded that are hearing bits and pieces of this. And I think it causes them to kind of question, hey, today I saw a guy go through and he didn't show ID. Is that possible?
That's an excellent point. I really like that. In fact, you've actually inspired me to do it again at this point because I like that. I like the idea that you're getting people to check their premises. You know, they see they see one guy who's not following the approved protocol, but yet he manages to get through. He's okay. Yeah, oh, wow, it's actually true. You don't have to fly with ID. Maybe it will help flip a few switches, mental switches, if you will.
Yeah. The principle is a worthy one.
And I've got a question for you guys.
Yes.
One of the concerns I get from the ticketing agent is that they need a way to confirm that I am who I say I am, and I'm the ticketed passenger. These are, you know, agents that have been fairly nice, that we've had liberty conversations while they were checking me in. And, and I see it as a valid concern that I would like to be able to address in some way, but I don't know how to do that without just showing them my ID.
Well,
so,
I don't know. I don't personally know if I would have an objection showing an airline employee identification.
Well, but I'm telling them I don't have identification.
Right. I liked your line that you brought up tonight. The first time I've heard that line was that I am not required by law to show you identification. That, I think, would be a great line to use on the TSA or any other government bureaucrat, because, as you say, they back down immediately at that particular point, and that's because you're essentially flexing your knowledge of the law compared to their knowledge of the law.
Yeah, and I've gotten some interesting responses. Some people are like, just, whoa, well, you know, I can't believe you just said that to me. But another lady, when I said that, said, God bless you, Mr. So-and-so. You know, have a nice day. And I think she got what I was doing and understood it.
Hmm.
So,
that's
very
wild
things that happen.
I kind of got the feeling that if I had shown the ID to... Do the TSA... I'm just a little muddy on this. Do the TSA require you to show them the ID at any point?
When you're going through security normally?
Yeah.
No. Well, they have the initial checkpoint where they check, yes, ID to boarding pass, and then you're done with it.
Okay, so they do. Okay, that's
right,
what
I... It depends on where. At the Manchester airport where I flew out of, they had a rent-a-cop, an airport employee, mm-hmm. checking IDs versus boarding passes. The TSA did not. At Tampa, and I checked this, obviously, at Tampa, the TSA did check my ID versus my boarding pass. Now, the rent-a-cop, the civilian employee, caught it. The TSA agent did not.
Now, the civilian employee in that case, though, Mark, is still a bureaucrat in like 99% of airports, because most every airport in America is government run. So even if he's working for a private company, a private company has been hired by the state, and so I wouldn't have an objection. I would not want to show him the ID either. I would show ID to an airline employee, and that would be it.
You know, I suppose if I were going to do this and the airport employee or whoever said, well, we need a way to verify your identity, I'd say, well, you know, I don't think you can definitively verify anybody's identity, because I could show you a fake ID and you think that it was right, but it wasn't. So what's real and what isn't? The fact is you didn't mean anyone any harm. You just want to get on the plane and go to on your flight.
Yeah, let me wrap with a couple interesting facts about the TSA.
Sure.
They were capped at, I believe, 32,000 employees, and that cap was removed, so they can grow as big as they want now.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. And also, they can issue you a fine. Now, they don't tell you they're going to issue you a fine. They send it to you in the mail later.
That's correct.
If you don't like it, you can write in and negotiate with the TSA, but there's no court hearing, no jury trial or anything like that.
Well, if you don't like it, you can ignore it, like Russell Cannon did. I wouldn't grant it the legitimacy of response, personally.
I don't see how they can just send you a fine. The TSA decides that you're guilty of something and sends you a fine?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. There needs to be, even with a speeding ticket, I can go to court.
All the better reason to protest in any way you can, Mark.
There you go. Any other thoughts for us, Sam?
That's all I got.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ed in Nevada, or Nevada, rather. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, this is Ed in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I was just going to bring up global warming. I was listening to last night's show with that guy in Almost Trailer Park in Alabama about global warming.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Right.
Yeah, I'm driving home right now. It's 104 in the car, and Alabama may be warm. It gets another 20 degrees warmer here. And my whole thought is that we don't have something called water in Las Vegas. We have a big lake in the Colorado River, but all of it goes to California. And the reason why it goes to California is the laws that came about. I mean, I don't know the whole history, but 60 years ago or so, 80 years ago, when they built the dam, all the water was given to California because they had the population. Well, now there's nothing we can do about it. And all the water that they have on regulations is no grass. You can't. They want everything to be what desert landscape. I mean, it is a desert.
That's right.
The more grass we have, the less global warming. They said the average temperature has gone up in this town, you know, a couple degrees over the last 10 years. It has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with concrete and barren rock.
So you're saying that having grass around will keep temperatures lower? How does that work exactly?
Well, plants regulate temperatures.
Huh, okay. That's news to me.
Well, it's all desert. What would have happened to the population in that area if the government never built the dam and just stayed out of it?
I don't know, Ed.
They've created artificial demand for real estate in an area that what happens if there's a water crisis or a drought, and, you know, it's a very precarious water system out there, and the whole situation is unsustainable.
Ed, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'll go ahead and get to the Cindy Sheehan story, because we actually haven't talked about that yet. And it's a pretty significant example of activist burnout, something that we have talked about in the past, and it's very important if you consider yourself an activist or fancy that you might want to become an activist someday. Watch out for burnout. We'll talk about it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number. That is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, including the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's WIKI. freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we go to the phones, talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Mark, it's great to hear your voice again. We missed you.
Thank you.
What I was calling in about, I just tuned in just minutes ago, and I caught the tail end of the conversation with the gentleman with the ID crisis, I guess, at the airport's not wanting to give up information.
No. That gentleman was he was not showing his ID at the airports and was still able to fly on planes.
Okay. Well, I guess he had a concern about, presenting ID to, like, maybe the nicer people, the ticket agents and stuff.
Correct.
There's a couple of ways I think he can go about doing this. First, if he doesn't already have one, he can go to Kinko's and create an employment ID of some sort that might have his picture and his first and last name. If that's all they're wanting is a photo ID.
I see.
The second way you can go around about it is there are forms on the internet that are mimicking the identity theft piece of paper that you would get if you filed identity stolen. It's usually signed by some bureaucrat stating that you are who you say you are, and that upon request you have to show it to whoever asks, and it usually is embroidered with the state seal of his home state and signed by some bureaucrat, and they usually mark that as acceptable as well. So I thought there was just a couple of ways he can go about doing that without having to fork over his true ID.
But wait a minute, that last one sounds like you're saying that there are people forging these documents online and that one should get a forged document?
No. The template is, the wording is pre-formatted on a document. You would since take it to, like, a notary public, and notary publics can lawfully put the state seal on there. And if he knows a police officer in his hometown, that's even better, because then it's all legal and it can still be used as a legitimate document.
Sounds like a lot of hoops to jump through, but yeah, I suppose if that's something you want to make an effort out of, you could certainly do that.
Yeah, I'm not advocating anything illegal. I mean, that's just a couple of lawful ways of going around it, so that you wouldn't have that problem in the future.
I got you, Bill, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It seems to me that it'd be just easier to show the ticketing agent your government ID. You've got it on you. You don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to do that. And then when you get to the TSA guy, just say, I'm not required by law to show you ID. Boom. Problem solved.
I see that there, you could say that the problem's solved, but, where's the employee, of the government come in, and where are they a contractor? If you're working for an airline who
essentially works for the
government.
Anybody that doesn't have an airline logo.
Okay.
But the airlines don't work for the government. They're just a regulated industry, just like any other, just like the liquor industry.
They've gotten, the reason that they're so regulated is because they've gotten in bed so thoroughly with the government.
Well, like most companies, they don't realize that they can resist in any way.
No, they want the money.
Well, they want to do business. They want to fly people from point A to point
not
B.
Not just that, but it's, there's sweetheart deals and that kind of thing. I'm sure that there's money changing hands, lobbyists.
I don't know. I'm sure there's
keeping
something.
People out of competition,
probably
licensing.
Something going on, but I mean, they all are, there's still some level of competition there. They are paying to access the wings of the airports that their planes are allowed to access, and so, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say they're an extension of the government. They're just businesses trying to do business under a regulatory atmosphere, as most businesses are.
The line between them is more blurred than it should be.
Maybe so. But nonetheless, I wouldn't say it's any more blurred than the liquor industry and the government. They're pretty tied in together, too. 1-800-259-9231. You know, with all their mandatory middlemen and all that, all the laws that protect the guys that just pass the beer through their hands to the end distributors.
How you doing?
Yeah, that's all that's about. All right, let's see here. Cindy Sheehan has thrown in the towel from the real Cindy Sheehan. Apparently, this appeared on her blog site. It's called "Good Riddance Attention Whore." I have endured a lot of smear and hatred since Casey, that's her son, was killed, and especially since I became the so-called face of the anti-war movement in America. Especially since I renounced any tie I have remaining with the Democratic Party, I have been further trashed on such liberal blogs as the Democratic Underground. Being called an attention whore and being told good riddance are some of the more milder rebukes. I've come to some heartbreaking conclusions this Memorial Day morning. These are not the spur-of-the-moment reflections, but things I've been meditating on for about a year now. The conclusions that I've slowly and very reluctantly come to are very heartbreaking to me. The first conclusion is that I was the darling of the so-called left as long as I limited my protests to George Bush and the Republican Party.
That's right.
Of course, I was slandered and libeled by the right as a tool of the Democratic Party. This label was to marginalize me and my message. How could a woman have an original thought or be working outside of our two-party system? However, when I started to hold the Democratic Party to the same standards that I held the Republican Party, support for my cause started to erode. And the left started, and I like how she's putting left and right in quotes now.
Yeah.
And the left started labeling me with the same slurs that the right used. I guess no one paid attention to me when I said the issue of peace and people dying for no reason is not a matter of right or left, but right and wrong.
Yeah.
And that is so correct.
And so profound, isn't it? She gets it.
She's getting it now, and, you know, hey, it takes time to figure these things out, but that's what it's all about, at least here on Free Talk Live, is what's right and what's wrong. Left and right are, we've left those by the wayside years ago. And now Cindy Sheehan's doing the same. Unfortunately, she's now burnt out on doing anything at all, from what it sounds like.
Well, I can understand. I mean, she thought that the Democrats were the ones that were going to save us, and there's a lot of people out there that believe the Democrats are going to save us because
right.
the Republicans have been so bad.
And what have they done?
The Democrats have been in power a great deal in this country, and I don't think that they've done a great job, but they've gotten us in quite a few wars in the last century.
And they haven't done anything to get us out of this one either.
No.
Nothing serious, at least. I'm deemed a radical because I believe that partisan politics should be left to the wayside when hundreds of thousands of people are dying for a war based on lies that's supported by Democrats and Republicans alike. It amazes me that people who are sharp on the issues and can zero in like a laser beam on lies, misrepresentations, and political expediency when it comes to one party refuse to recognize it in their own party. Blind party loyalty is dangerous whatever side it occurs on. People of the world look on us Americans as jokes because we allow our political leaders so much murderous latitude, and if we don't find alternatives to this corrupt two-party system, our representative republic will die and will be replaced. How about that? She actually called it a representative republic. Go, girl.
All right.
800-259-9231. We'll come back with the rest of Cindy's story and why she's given up. And how it can apply to your life as well at 800-259-9231. It's important lessons for everyone to learn here, especially anyone that fancies themselves an activist for liberty. 800-259-9231. If you want to share your burnout story, you're a longtime activist, you probably have one. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the updates you get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. In fact, I just sent out an update, I think it was yesterday. We've got a brand new auction online. We're auctioning off the 4th banner on our website for an entire month. You can advertise pretty much any product, service, or organization if you win the auction. So head over and place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com.
The banner's for a month, not the auction.
Thank you. Yes, the auction takes 7 days.
Right.
And probably 6 days at this point. And so if you want to get signed up for the updates, head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it is completely free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special FSP tour buses or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. It's June 18th through the 24th, so it's coming up soon, so get your tickets now.
Be here before you know it. Actually, I don't think there are tickets for Porkfest. You just get registered.
Okay.
And there's no actual cost to go to Porkfest beyond the fact if you want to camp, you obviously have to pay to camp. But as far as admission to Porkfest, they're asking for a $10 donation. So, you know, if you don't have 10 bucks, then you don't have to pay it. So porkfest.com. But I'm sure they'd really appreciate it if you did. Cindy Sheehan, and writing her essentially a swan song, I suppose. I'm not sure if that's the correct terminology, but she's out. She's thrown in the towel. She's done with this whole activism thing. She's pretty burnt out, and understandably, she's a woman who got active after her son Casey was killed over in Iraq. And she got a lot of attention for the things that she did, and much of that attention was worthwhile. I mean, she did some really great anti-war activism. She really was one of the very few noteworthy agitators out there agitating for the end of this war. And unfortunately, as she continued to go about doing her activism and post blogs online and interact with people from different political parties and strata, she came to the realization that things are messed up as hell in America. As she's pointing out, she points out that it's not about right or left, it's about right and wrong, but yet she's very disappointed by this sort of party adherence that people have in this country, the red team versus blue team mentality, our team versus your team, right or wrong, doesn't matter, whatever our team says is correct, whatever your team says is wrong, that sort of just mindless crap that we see every election cycle in America.
And it really is a team sort of thing. It's just like people that like their hometown sports team or any sports team for that matter, because you know, there's no good reason to like the team. You know, I happen to like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm from Tampa Bay. That's about the only thing I have with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Most of the players aren't from Tampa Bay. They may live here now, but that's because they've been hired by the team. Or live there, I should say.
I live in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right, I live in Keene, New Hampshire. But I was in Tampa Bay earlier today.
And when somebody from one of the rival teams ends up going to your team through free agency, all of a sudden he's a good guy.
Right. Suddenly I like him. You know, so the name Tampa Bay and the colors red and pewter, and that's about the only thing that I can really get into.
So she points out that she said, we don't find alternatives to the corrupt two-party system. Our representative republic will die and be replaced with what we're rapidly descending into with nary a check or a balance, a fascist corporate wasteland. I am demonized because I don't see party affiliation or nationality when I look at a person. I see that person's heart. If someone looks, dresses, acts, talks, and votes like a Republican, then why do they deserve support just because he or she calls himself a Democrat? I have also reached the conclusion that if I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm an attention whore, then I really need to be committed. I've invested everything I have in trying to bring peace with justice to a country that wants neither. If an individual wants both, then normally he or she is not willing to do more than walk in a protest march or sit behind his or her computer criticizing others. I've spent every available cent that I got from the money that a grateful country gave me when they killed my son, and every penny that I've received in speaking or book fees since then.
Wow.
I've sacrificed a 29-year marriage and have traveled for extended periods of time away from Casey's brothers and sisters, and my health has suffered and my hospital bills from last summer are in collection because I've used all my energy trying to stop this country from slaughtering innocent human beings. I've been called every despicable name that small minds can think of and have had my life threatened many times. So, pretty sure she wasn't doing all this for attention.
Well, she could very well have been doing it for attention. It's difficult to know
what
a person is doing it for. I mean, she could be that committed to getting attention. She's seriously committed to what she was doing. That's all I'm saying. She's seriously committed.
You know, attention can be a small component of it, but I think there was more. There were more higher aspirations there than attention.
Well, she certainly wanted attention for her message, and what's wrong with that?
That's right.
She did a lot of hard work in order to promote her message. It should have gotten attention.
We all like attention. That's why we're here behind the mic.
The most devastating conclusion that I reached this morning, however, was that Casey did indeed die for nothing. His precious lifeblood drained out in a country far away from his family who loves him, killed by his own country, which is beholden to and run by a war machine that even controls what we think. I've tried ever since he died to make his sacrifice meaningful. Casey died for a country which cares more about who will be the next American idol than how many people will be killed in the next few months while Republicans and Democrats play politics with human lives. It's so painful to me to know that I bought into this system for so many years and that Casey paid the price for that allegiance. I failed, my boy, and that hurts the most. I've also tried to work within a peace movement that often puts personal egos above peace and human life. This group won't work with that group. He won't attend an event if she's going to be there. And why does Cindy Sheehan get all the attention anyway? It's hard to work for peace when the very movement that it's named after has so many divisions. Our brave young men and women in Iraq have been abandoned. Have been abandoned there indefinitely by their cowardly leaders who move them around like pawns on a chessboard of destruction, and the people of Iraq have been doomed to death and fates worse than death by people worried more about elections than people. However, in 5, 10, or 15 years, our troops will come limping home, maybe in 50, I think we're still in Korea, come limping home in another abject defeat, and 10 or 20 years from then, our children's children will be seeing their loved ones die for no reason because their grandparents also bought into this corrupt system. George Bush will never be impeached because if the Democrats dig too deeply, they might unearth a few skeletons in their own graves, and the system will perpetuate itself in perpetuity. She's right about that. That's one of the reasons that has been alleged as to why it is that things just, you know, no one's really challenged effectively in Washington, D.C., and that's because each side has dirt on the other side, and nobody wants that dirt to come out, so they just all leave each other alone. She says, I'm going to take whatever I have left and go home. I'm going to go home and be a mother to my surviving children and try to regain some of what I've lost. I'll try to maintain and nurture some of the very positive relationships that I found in the journey that I was forced into when Casey died and tried to repair some of the ones that have fallen apart since I began this single-minded crusade to try and change a paradigm that is now, I'm afraid, carved in immovable, unbendable, and rigidly mendacious marble. Camp Casey has served its purpose. It's now for sale. Anyone want to buy 5 acres in beautiful Crawford, Texas? I'll consider any reasonable offer. I hear George Bush will be moving out soon, too, which makes the property even more valuable. This is my resignation letter as the face of the American anti-war movement.
Why would George Bush move out? He doesn't have to live in Texas anymore because he doesn't have to because he's been president. He doesn't have to live in one of the big states any longer. He can go back to Connecticut.
She says, this is not my checkers moment. But because I will never give up trying to help people in the world who are harmed by the empire of the good old U.S. of A., but I'm finished working in or outside of this system. This system forcefully resists being helped and eats up the people who try to help it. I'm getting out before it totally consumes me or any more people that I love and the rest of my resources. Goodbye, America. You are not the country that I love, and I finally realize no matter how much I sacrifice, I can't make you be that country unless you want it.
Wow,
it's up to you now.
She's clearly a woman who's, at the end of her wits. She's done everything she can to stop this war, and one person
exhausted all of her personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
Exhausted all of the money that she was paid as a result of her son dying in Iraq. Exhausted all of her book fees and all of that, all to promote her message and to have it fall on deaf ears. To have her to just be disappointed by nothing changing.
You know, I wouldn't cash in the chips on America yet. I still have hope for it.
No, I agree with you. I agree with that, Mark. And we'll come back and sort of and pull this apart a little bit here, because you're right. There is still hope in America, but I understand completely where Ms. Sheehan is coming from. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit 1 or 2 a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true.
Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 380 of our listeners have decided to do, for as little as $3 a month. Now, it's completely voluntary, so if you can't afford it, then don't worry. Enjoy all the features on the website for free. But if you can, I mean, it's, what, a cup of coffee, I think? $3? That's not a big deal. If you can afford that, then send it our way, because it'll make a big difference for us. Because the more $3 contributions we get, the more it all adds up, the more money that we have to spend on promoting Free Talk Live. Advertise, market, and promote is what AMP stands for. And the idea is simple. You send in that money, we turn it around into purchasing industry advertisements. So we're reaching out to new radio stations to get the show on more stations across the country. And that's working very, very well. In fact, Mark and I are going to be off in just over a week's time at the Talkers New Media Seminar.
Man, is it that soon?
In New York City. And that's one of the things that the AMP money is going to, is getting us out there in front of the radio bigwigs and the decision makers and, you know, showing them that we're a real show and it's really serious about doing radio. And so a lot of this is very, very important stuff, and we wouldn't be able to do it if it weren't for the AMP program. Plain and simple. We just don't have enough money. We honestly just don't have enough money to come in that's coming in otherwise. So
we wouldn't be doing getting the half-page ads, that's for sure. We wouldn't be going off to these conventions. We'd be doing the show.
So if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, AMP is the most effective way you can do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up today. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, and also the AMP-only chat room as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Cindy Sheehan and her throwing in the towel, basically. She's given up. She says, "Goodbye, America. You are not the country that I love, and I realized, finally, that no matter how much I sacrifice, I can't make you be that country unless you want it." And you know what? She's right about that. People have to want. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that Cindy Sheehan is a liberty advocate, but she's certainly on our side when it comes to ending the war in Iraq. And, you know, when it comes to getting people to think the way that you do, it can be really frustrating. It can be really frustrating getting people to understand the concepts of liberty and freedom when they just seem to be completely indoctrinated against it.
Well, especially when you go against the establishment, whether it's the pro-war establishment, whether it's the pro-tax establishment, whatever the establishment issue, when you go against them, they smear you in the media, no matter what side you appear to be on.
And Cindy, in her article, goes down sort of just the typical list of burnoutable sort of offenses. When you're an activist, when you're out there doing things for whatever cause you support, in our case it's liberty and freedom, there are inevitably things you're going to come across that are really going to bum you out. First of all, being a liberty-oriented activist, you're going to be bummed out by every election result that you ever come across, at least so far. I mean, libertarians lose, lose, and lose again. And
they've never won much of anything. You know, there's certainly RLC members that have, but
right, which is why that a lot of liberty-oriented people are getting really excited about the Ron Paul campaign, because they can see this sort of real opportunity to actually have a win. That it's actually a real sort of grabbable, tangible possibility to have a liberty-oriented candidate win, which of course is only going to contribute to serious activist burnout if he fails in the primary.
We'll all be back, including Cindy Sheehan. She'll be back eventually.
I think you might be right about that.
She'll be re-energized. I think sometimes you have to recharge your batteries. You have to go away for a while and reflect on what went wrong, who maybe you shouldn't have trusted when you did,
right,
and learn your lessons. And then you come back in another capacity sometimes with some new thing that re-energizes you.
Cindy also discovered that people are really sort of polarized in this mindless mentality of left versus right, red versus blue, Republican versus Democrat, and she really came to the understanding that whole paradigm is completely useless. And that's good for her. It means that she's rejecting that now, and so anything she does in the future will have that. She'll have that in mind. She'll understand that, you know, these people that ally themselves with one particular political party are just, they're mindless. They don't think about the things that they're doing. They don't critically think about anything that comes out of their own party as much as they critically think about anybody else's party and what they're claiming. And so I totally understand where Cindy's coming from on this. I've been burnt out before. I got burnt out on the Libertarian Party for many of the same reasons that Cindy Sheehan was burnt out. I got burnt out because people weren't getting along. They weren't working well together. They were arguing over just the most trivial matters and wasting time as a result of that. When we could have been out doing activism, they were bickering over, you know, some minor details on something.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people are in the Libertarian Party, and I'm just, you know, or any third party, simply because they want to feel like they're a part of something and, mm-hmm. you know, be sort of, you know, in that organization. It's not like they have an expectation of getting anywhere with it. You know, points of order and all that stuff. I don't know. I feel like they do. I mean, that's what I feel like.
You don't think the people in the libertarian movement don't think they're going to get anywhere?
I'm not saying making a blanket statement. I said some people are
okay
in the Libertarian Party simply because they want to be a part of something.
Well, I know that I wanted to make a difference, and it was frustrating to me when everything seemed to just go so
right. I don't think there's a lot of people that are dying to do activism. Certainly in the libertarian meetings that I've been to, there wasn't a lot of that.
And that's another huge burnout factor when you're out there being, and Cindy mentions this in her blog, when you're out there really leading the fray, when you're creating the Operation Politically Homeless Boots, when you're coming up with the ideas for activism, and you're out there doing it, in fact, maybe even putting your own money on the line. That's what I did. I funded the, when we went to do the Sarasota County Fair, I funded all that personally, just because nobody else was going to do it. It was my project. I did it, and luckily I managed to get enough volunteers to show up to man that booth for the 9 days that it took. But man, when you get volunteers who don't put their money on the line, when all you're trying to do is get someone to show up for something, someone who claims to care about liberty,
mm-hmm.
someone who claims to be an activist, when you're just trying to get them to show up and at the very least call you when they can't make it or whatever, and they don't do any of that stuff, man, that can burn you out. Let me tell you.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned critical thinking skills before, and that's so important here, because look at the educational system in this country in the last 50 years, how they've focused on feelings rather than critical thinking skills. And, you know, mathematics is almost like a swear word now in the schools. Those skills that were learned in schools in this country way back when are almost lost now. I heard someone recently saying that a lot of college graduates now don't even have the education that a high school graduate had in 1950 in this country.
I believe it. Absolutely believe it.
Writing, reading, math. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
But they know who American Idol is.
Well,
yes.
It just seems like they learn a lot of stuff that just doesn't matter, you know, for the in the long term. You know, math obviously makes sense. You want to know English, those kind of things. But, you know, how much of the school day is spent going to homeroom and, you know, moving kids from class to class and getting them to settle down and, you know, roll call and all that other stuff? It just, I don't know.
So it teaches obedience.
We got to get to the phones here shortly, but my message for those of you out there who would like to be activists, or maybe you're going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that's when you're going to become an activist, is get your feet wet as soon as you can, but get in understanding the things that we've already gone through. Get in expecting to encounter volunteers that aren't going to show up, that are going to disappoint you left and right. Get in expecting to have these, you know, petty little arguments at these silly meetings. And if you don't like what's going on, go out, strike out, and start your own group. Be a leader. Don't expect other people to do, you know, to do the hard work for you. And be ready and prepared for burnout. Understand that that can very easily happen to you. And if it does, okay, take a little time off, but definitely come back and join the fray, because liberty's not going to advance without your help. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
My wife doesn't understand the ideas of liberty and getting the government out of our lives.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I can reference two direct points in the past week, and that's just since Monday. It's only Wednesday.
Okay.
On Monday, my wife got pulled over. Okay.
Did she cry?
No, she didn't cry. She had, when we went to prom 3 years ago, it's kind of a tradition. You take the garter belt off and you hang it around the rearview mirror.
Okay.
Kind of like a token, you know. So
I thought that was at weddings, but all right.
the one from our wedding was on there as well. So there were two of them up there.
Oh, they're still there. I see.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this has been 3 years now. Never been pulled over, never had a problem. She got pulled over Monday, and the cop had told her to take them off. So she went on ahead and pulled them off, and he was like, you know, I could write you a ticket for this, blah, blah, blah. And he was riding her tail like for a whole two or three blocks. I guess it's against the law to have things hanging from your rearview mirror. Because
this is a law I've never heard
wait,
of.
Wait, to have anything hanging or just lingerie?
I guess it's a hazard.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I want to get back into this. Can you hang through the news?
Yeah.
We'll bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. So Tim in Illinois has a wife that just doesn't get the whole liberty thing. And Mark and Wayne, I think you guys will be able to talk to this. Because I don't have that problem, personally. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up. You take control.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.